The National Assembly adopted changes to the Medical Services Act. I'm Michael Mansky.
This is Radio SI News at 7.
The National Assembly adopted changes to the Medical Services Act. This expands the range of services that doctors must provide during strikes. The government proposed the changes to combat the consequences of the ongoing doctor strike. The changes establish fines as well for non-compliance. Operations at Dubai Airport are still severely disrupted as heavy rains continue to batter the area. The storm-flooded roads in the city, as well as the airport, one of the world's busiest. Inbound flights have started arriving at Terminal 1 in Dubai, but they're used by foreign carriers. Outbound flights continue to be delayed. A large number of travelers are waiting to check in, and long delays are still expected. Parliament has voted to hold consultative referendums on three issues. Slovenes will be able to express their opinions on the use of medicinal marijuana and the possession and production of cannabis for personal use, as well as on assisted dying and having the option of a preferential vote in general elections. The dates for the referendums have not yet been decided. The Sonica Music Festival kicks off in Ljubljana tonight. This will be the 16th edition of the festival. It's dedicated to contemporary electronic music and art. This year's central theme is glocalization, a combination of the words globalization and localization. The highlight of the festival will be a concert by Nicholas Jar, a Chilean-American artist, one of the biggest names to ever appear at the festival. It'll be mostly clear tomorrow, but there will be some fog. It'll also be cold. Early morning temperatures from -3 to 2 degrees in the Alps down to -5, at the coast around 6. During the day, it'll warm up to about 9 to 15 and about 17 degrees at the seaside.
Radio SI, traffic update.
No major problems reported on Slovenia's highways or border crossings.
Radio SI, Radio SI, wind down.
Look there, brother, baby.